Our scripture this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the peoples, and darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall cover you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God stands forever. Thanks be to God. For several years when I worked at Camp Wanakee, one of our United Methodist summer camps, I lived in the building that also serves as our health center for the summer. This was the ideal place to live because it was close to the center of camp, you had your own shower in the building, and it was air conditioned, so it was like not being at camp at all. The only downside was that you were responsible for any sick kids who might need to spend the night in the health center. One night, we had a camper who had thrown up earlier in the evening, as kids do, sleeping in one of the rooms. The kid woke up in the middle of the night and decided they were all better and didn't want to be there anymore, but wanted to go back to their cabin. And so they woke up one of the other staff members to tell him this. He tried to convince the kid to just keep sleeping there, but couldn't, and so they woke me up to help. I talked to the camper and quickly determined that I could either be in for a long night with a scared and homesick kid who just wanted it to be where it was familiar in his cabin, or I could go on a walk in the middle of the night and take the kid back, but at least I would be able to sleep after that. Sleep always wins for me. So we got the kid's stuff, and the other staff member and I put on our shoes, and we set out. Now, to get back to the kid's cabin, you had to walk across a field and then up a big hill in the woods. Another downfall about living in the health center was that it was so nice and convenient that you often forgot you were actually living at camp, so you didn't have any of the things one should have when they live at camp, like a flashlight. And so we set out with the kid, and we make it across the field just fine, and then we start going up the hill, and it's dark, like really dark. We're basically just following this kid, hoping he can get us there. We talk the whole way up about how dark it is. We finally make it to the top, and we say, well, you know, we really should have brought a flashlight. To which the camper responds, oh, you need a flashlight? I've got one right here in my backpack. The kid had the flashlight the whole time. There we were, fumbling our way through the dark, when we had light available the entire time. The scripture that we just read from Isaiah starts with these words, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The light is here, and yet we so often live with the light hidden in a backpack and continue to walk around in the dark. We gathered a week ago to celebrate Christmas, to celebrate the light of Christ coming into the world and overcoming darkness. And yet here we are just 1 week later, and the temptation is already here for us to move past that, to forget that Christ is here, to forget that the light has come. This isn't a new problem either. It was a problem that the people first hearing the prophecy in Isaiah were encountering as well. Now, this prophecy, like many prophecies, is one that has both forthtelling and foretelling. Forthtelling is when prophets speak truth to what's happening in the situation around them. Foretelling is when prophets speak truth to what will happen in the future. And in these words, we get truth about what's currently happening for the people, what will happen in the coming of Christ, and what's happening in our own lives today. So what was currently happening for the people in the book of Isaiah is that they were finally returning from exile. After generations away from home and customs and familiarity and each other, God is finally being faithful to the promise to return the people home. The people have indeed known darkness during this time, but now for them the light has come. What then should the people do now that the light has come? Well, the passage tells them to see and be radiant. First, they are to see. They are to take notice and pay attention to the light. They are to lift up their eyes and look around, to take notice of the people who are gathering back together, to claim that indeed the light is here. This isn't just some coincidence that they happen to be coming back from the exile. This is the work of God. This is the light that's overcoming darkness. So see it. Open your eyes and take notice of what God is doing. And then after they see, they're supposed to be radiant. Now, to be radiant means to shine or to glow. It means that the people aren't just supposed to see and notice the light, but the people are supposed to be that light. They're supposed to show the light of God to others. Isaiah is telling the people that the light isn't just for them, that the return of exile isn't just so that they can gather up tightly and form an exclusive community. Instead, the light is actually spreading to all the people. Isaiah tells them, "Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn." As people who have seen the light, they share the light. See and be radiant. And if those words aren't just for those people returning from exile, but have truth for us as well, well, then what should we be doing today? Well, the same thing. See and be radiant. Our light has come as well. Christ is here and at work in our world and in our lives today. We have to see and take notice. Now, this can be difficult at times because we can become so used to darkness. We become used to looking at the world as bad, to focusing on all the terrible stuff that we miss what God is doing. We forget that we have a flashlight right there in the backpack. Or we don't even realize that we're sitting around in darkness. This happened to me when I was writing this sermon this week. All the lights in our new addition are dimmable. And I'm not a big fan of bright fluorescent lights, so I always keep my office lights on a little dimmer of a setting, which is normally fine and more than enough light. But on Wednesday morning when I was writing, it was really dark and dreary out. I know you don't remember days of the week and the week between Christmas and New Year's, so Wednesday was that day that it was like misting and fogging and just like awful out. That was Wednesday. And so I was working away and then eventually realized that I was pretty much just sitting in the dark. So I had to go over and hit the lights up a few levels brighter, and then suddenly I could see what I was doing. You have to notice that you're in darkness in order to seek out the light. And you have to notice that the light is there and available. See what Christ is doing and what Christ is offering. See and be radiant. For us too, just like the people first hearing Isaiah, we aren't just to see the light, we're to be the light. We're to direct others to the light that Christ is offering them too. Because this light, it isn't just for us. This light isn't just for a select few. Instead, Jesus has come so that all might know him and see him. We are radiant so that others might be drawn out of darkness into the light of Christ. Now, I know it can be challenging for us to see and be radiant in our everyday lives. There's a lot of darkness. It's easy to become distracted and to miss seeing the light. It's easy to be complacent and just go through the day without thinking about radiating the light. For me, one of the practices that has helped me focus on light, focus on the idea of seeing and being radiant, has been the practice of picking a word for the year to focus on. This is a practice I've talked about here now for several years, and I know many of you are already participating. Many of you have told me about your words for the past year and how you've experienced God working through them. Some of you came in this morning and saw the word table out and said, oh yeah, we get to do that again. I did a small group last winter, and when I asked people to introduce themselves and say why they joined the group, it felt like over half of them said, well, my name is so-and-so, and I joined this group because my word for the year was blank, and I think this group will help me with that word. And I just loved hearing that. So I know that there are some of you who are already with me on this, but if you haven't been here before for word for the year, or if you've been kind of skeptical in the past, I want to encourage you to participate this year. To pick up a word, to try it, to see how it can help you see the light of Christ and shine that light for others. Now, your word for the year isn't magical. It isn't a way to try to get what you want for the year. In fact, if you talk to most anybody who has done this, most people will tell you that the ways that they encountered God through their word were not at all what they expected when they picked it. But the word can be a way for you to see the light of Christ and shine that light in your life. I know my own word was that for me this past year in ways that I never would have expected. My word for 2023 was bravery. It wasn't a word that I wanted, but it was a word that I needed. And the word bravery allowed me to both see the light of Christ and share that light with others. I saw over and over again this past year how it was only God that was providing bravery for me. That bravery wasn't something I did by myself or was up to me, but that the light of Christ was at work, sustaining and strengthening me into bravery. That in the midst of change and unknown and transition and things hoped for, that there was always the light of Christ walking with me and providing the bravery I desperately needed. And bravery, it also helped me be radiant this year, to see ways that I could shine the light of Christ with others, to do hard things or say hard things, which often share light, because I knew that Christ was with me, to be with others and point others to the light of Christ during their own hard moments, because I knew that this ability wasn't coming from my own contrived bravery, but from the very power of Christ. Now, thankfully, 2023 is over, and I am done with bravery, because sometimes you can just need a word to go away. So as I move into 2024, I've chosen grounded as my word. I'm hoping that it will remind me that no matter what, I'm grounded in Christ's love for me. But of course, I know by now that what I think this word is going to be isn't what it will be by year's end. If you want a word for the year, they're available out in the lobby, both right outside the door and over in the cafe area. Feel free to look them over and pray and pick one. If you have trouble picking, you can ask a friend for help, or you can just quickly look down and pick up whatever word it is you see first. The words will be out for a couple weeks. If you're not ready to decide today, you can pick up one there. If you're watching with us online, if you stop in church in the next couple weeks, you can pick up a word or you can email me for a word. But I encourage you to choose one and throughout the year discover how it allows you to see and be radiant. And then remember to put your word somewhere where you will see it often. I have mine right about above my keyboard in my office. You can put yours in an office or on a bedside table or on your kitchen table or in your car, wherever you might see it, to remind yourself that Christ is at work, that the light of Christ is shining, and that we are called to shine Christ's light. See and be radiant. As Isaiah says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we are thankful that in Christ the light has come, that we no longer need to sit or walk in darkness, but that we have light shining into our lives. Lord, help us see that light and help us be radiant. Help us shine that light for others. And Lord, as we choose words for this year, may we be open to the work of your Holy Spirit to guide us, to direct us, to help us see you, help us to show you to others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.